We have this evening a very, very unique and very special opportunity that first of all to express a karsatov to Bilagri Finkel Shita for coming and being a fabulous in the base matters and to hear here tonight that the Rechizak, the Vaitar, Nishmas, his brother, Agon, Agon, Rasa, Svi Finkel, Zekatzadik, the Bracha. It's very hard to believe for any of us that a year has gone by since the Petira of the Rosh Hashanah Zatzal. The Vilachain, it's incredibly important, the Bedavka for boys and the Bakrim from our backgrounds and yeshiva like ours to focus a little bit on who exactly the Rosh Hashanah Zatzal Rav Nosson Svi was, what his life had meant to us, precisely because he was someone, as we spoke about the last year, he was someone who, plain and simple, was mechayev every single one of us. Any one of us who ever had a thought of, can I do it, and can I become something great, can I become an Adam Gadol, can I be matzliach and learning, can I understand the pshat in a Blat Gemara Shitosis even. But Nosson Svi came to the world and taught us all how incredibly mistaken such a question is. If one has a ratzon, if one wants, then the sky is the total limit. The Rambam has a lashon. Anyone who wants to take the Keren HaTorah on his back, on his hands, and rise to Gedula, so he can come and he can take that. But as the Bali Musar explained, it doesn't mean anyone who wants can come and become a Gadol HaTorah, can become a Gadol HaTorah. What it means is called a rotzif. A person has a rotzon, is a tenai, a condition that's there. A rotzif, a person really wants, then anything in the world is possible. It's so, again, important, but not just important, Pashat Echiyah, for all of us who are starting off the beginning of the winter's Ma'an Yeshiva, for many of us, the first year we spent learning Yeshiva here in Eretz Yisrael, to take a stack and try to look ahead and realize what it is that the end goal is, what it is that we want to try to become, where it is that we want to be getting to. As much as we can walk away with a chizik, as much as we can walk away with something practical in our lives from an evening like tonight, it shouldn't just be hearing Divrei, Divrei Torah, hearing Divrei Chizuk, but it should be something that's put into the very strong world of Lamaisa. And the Reis Hashem, we've done something, not just the Ilui Nishmas and Rasin Sviz itself, but something great for ourselves, something great for the Baruch Hashem, something great for Klal Yisrael. I was a Tinukab of the Torah, once again, the expression by Karas Atov, to Rabbi Zaya Finkel, to Rabbi Mechavi Lassasim.
You really said it the way it should be. And Nosson Svi Zichron Bracha was an example of what hard work could achieve. Regardless of background, regardless of kishrin, intellect, the bottom line, if there's a will, a true will, and hard work, there is truly a way. A way to reach godless. Coming from Chicago, Illinois, similar background of many fellows, I imagine, and look what he achieved. I'm going to tell you something, and please believe me. If he did it, you could all do it as well. It takes a lot of hard work, and hard toil, and davening, sweating, shiata d'shmaya. If you really put your will to it, you could, each and every one of you, be zeichet to be from manhike hador. Remember that. You can do it, you can do it, and you can do it. Before I talk a little bit about what was up in the season of Bracha, I want to share with you a little bit of Dvar Halacha, which will reflect a certain media that Nosson Svi possessed. Important learning. In last week's parsha, by the Mabel, by Noach, the Pasuk reads, Vayivan Noach es Mizbeach of Hashem. The Minchas Shai, one of the first in the first Lotus, says, don't read it by Yivan, he built, but rather by Yovan, he had his bonus, he thought about the construction of that Mizbeach. Interesting, why do you have to put special thought in the construction? It seems to be a reflection of every mitzvah, that before one does a mitzvah, he should be Mizbonen. Now, Mizbonen doesn't just simply mean do it the Kavod, the Shema, it means something more. And I want to try to describe what that something more. What is this? His bonus that being conveyed to us that we should do before any Maisato, any Mitzvah. And perhaps it's the following. What are we learning now? Well, the Gemara in Bava Kamma says, "Hida mitzvah atchlish." Famous Gemara, when one wants to perform Hida mitzvah, he should spend a third more. It actually is Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, "Spend a third more to get a more nicer looking Chayav Shel mitzvah." That's the Esrog. Tosfos is calling. We're not talking about getting a nicer looking lulav and Esrog, but rather you should get an Esrog that's bigger than a minimal shear. If you have an esrog that has a minimal shear, a kibetza, you should spend more money to get an esrog up to a third more. Shlish doesn't mean not. The objective is not to get a prettier esrog, but get a bigger esrog. Very interesting. And it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, Daf Rishon Vav. One day is spend more on the nicer esrog, spend more. Vinyan is spend more to get a larger one. Don't get the minimal shear. What's so great about getting a bigger esrog? So I would have thought, that's what I was thought. The bigger the better. It looks nicer. But the Mishpura says black and white. The Indian of getting a bigger esrog, you're not sticking to the minimal shear. Because if you get the minimal shear one, we're afraid it's going to shrink. It shrinks, but you're not going to be able to miss it. So quite safe, get a bigger one. So I had a problem, I had a kasha. Maybe some get half the kasha. The Mishmur says, why should you spend more to get a bigger one? Don't get the minimal shear, even though the minimal shear is a good shear, but go for a bigger one. Because you get the minimal shear, it may shrink. And if it shrink, it's going to be possible. So, what it is, Mishmur, hida mitzvah, spend more and get a bigger one. So why is it called hida mitzvah? That's what it's out of din. Because the halacha is if your esrog shrinks below the shear, the halacha paskens it's possible. So why is this on the hilchos hida mitzvah? Spend more to get a bigger one. Mitzad hida mitzvah, it's called hilchos hida mitzvah because we're afraid it's going to shrink. If it shrinks, it's possible. It should be mitzad din. You get the bigger one. Why is it only hida mitzvah? You follow? Simple question. Okay. Actually, it turns like this. A very important yisod. Avade, it's only here in mitzvah, I'll tell you why. Because things have a chazok mikor. Things have a status quo. I mean, if you have an answer that has the right shear, it's unlikely it's going to shrink in 7 days. I mean, the standard won't shrink. There's a chazok. So mitzvah didn't have to get a big one. Because I'll say, a kibetz is enough of a shear, so you're right, it's not going to shrink. But what? There is a possibility, a remote possibility, that it may shrink. And if it shrinks, it's possible. Hida mitzvah tells us there's a new dimension of Hida mitzvah. Hida mitzvah says to be choishish for the unexpected. Make sure you get the mitzvah done. Don't rely on probability. Don't rely on chazaka. Even mitzvah din, we go with chazaka. If there's a chash, it may shrink. It's a far chash. Hida mitzvah says, worry about it. Hida mitzvah doesn't mean just get a nice looking esrog, but Hida mitzvah means take extra measures to make sure you get the mitzvah done. Mm-hmm. Don't rely on it's probably okay. That's Hida mitzvah. It's really a Yerushalayim. Concerned to make sure you get the mitzvah done. That's Hida mitzvah. Yerushalayim, Hida mitzvah, go hand in hand. And that's a lesson in all mitzvahs Hashem. We often have the tendency that, okay, I'll be yes with this. Mistam, it's okay. You're missing the Hida mitzvah. Hida mitzvah says, make sure it's okay. The action looks pretty good. Make sure it's okay. You're feeling it seems like it's okay. Make sure it's okay. Don't rely, if you rely on probability, you're good then you're okay, but you're missing Hida mitzvah. In fact, the Bialocha and Tafresh Mugod means a primogonim, which will prove this point. Where there's a machlokes of poskim, and the locha is kedivre hemekel, mishum hira mitzvah, one should be machmer. Could you believe it? Even the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the kula, that mishum hira mitzvah, one should be machmer. So we see there's no ending of beautifying the mitzvah there. It's this very point. Hidden mitzvah is taking measures to make sure you get the mitzvah done. And that's hidden mitzvah. With this, we can answer another problem. I share the first mission of Avi Psalchim. It says, Avi Psalchim, lo yochol sovach mincha, architecture, Erev Pesach, you shouldn't eat. Why? Erev Pesach. So, Rashbam, I should say, Kadei Shiyoko, Masav Siyoko, Meshuhir Mitzvah. You know, I'm not sure you have a nice appetite, but Meshuhir Mitzvah, don't eat Erev Pesach. Fine. Rashash asks, the Gemara in Daf Kuv Zayin, says, there's one time of Gemara we're talking about, don't eat before Mincha Ketanin, the letter Mincha. Why? Because we're afraid if you eat, then you may come to a chilakasa when you come to eating the Masah Shal Mitzvah. Rishash points out, a chilakasa is not called a mechila. Okay, so it says, don't eat Erev Pesach late in the afternoon, because you may come to eat your Masah Shal Mitzvah and you won't be on Shal Mitzvah. Now, where's the kasha again? What's your name?
Jeff.
Hebrew?
Yeah.
Same kasha. Listen, I want you to hear the kasha. I want you to ask the kasha. Rashi, Rambam says, don't eat Pesach. Yeah, Rambam, we should eat a mitzvah. But why? What's going to eat a mitzvah? Because when you eat a Pesach, you may come to eat your matzah, kill the kasha, and not bring it to the mitzvah. Back when you get to the mitzvah, so you shouldn't eat a Pesach, we should eat a mitzvah, you shouldn't eat a very Pesach matzah din. If you eat a kill the kasha, you get to the mitzvah. So why does Rashi, Rambam say, don't eat a Pesach? So, we should hear a mitzvah to eat the matzah the way you should. If you're going to eat the chilagasa, you're not going to have a mitzvah done. So, if it said it should be mitzvah, then you should not eat our Pesach. The same kind of should ask on the Bayesra. And we're going to do the same terrace. Mitzvah, then, chokhem ein v'yaroshim. People have seichel our Pesach. We all know, you know we have this great mitzvah coming up our Pesach. Even if you take a little nibble of Pesach, you're not going to overeat you. Stuff yourself if you come to Chilagasa. Mistama, you're not going to come to that. Mistama. But there's a possibility you may come to Chilagasa. There's a possibility you may overeat Erev Pesach and you'll come to Chilagasa and the matzah will be here to mitzvah. That possibility says, your mitzvah, get rid of that possibility. Your mitzvah says, don't even take the chance. So, Zamar Kaveh, don't eat Erev Pesach. It's a long shot you'll come to a chilagasa, but then you may come to a chilagasa. To worry about coming to chilagasa, Peter says, we're here to worry about it. I repeat, it's unlikely to come to chilagasa. Peter Mitzvah said, but you may come to chilagasa, so don't eat your Pesach. Same as so, and the lesson is so important. What I said before, when it comes to mitzvahs, don't rely on mistomas. And it's so important at your age to get in the habit to make sure you get the job done right, because when you do it now, you will do it tomorrow, next week, and you'll be 85 years old doing it the same way. If you make the right step now, take the lesson, you'll both be fine with it. It's so important. Let me add, this idea of being, really what I'm saying is to be a fremak, it's a hero. Yeah, I mean, it sounds funny. But in Greece, it's called nervin. Nervin, to be nervous about mitzvahs, you think that it's shugaz. That's what we're talking about. To be, make sure you get the mitzvah done, that's your mitzvah. I want to add a chiddush. I'll make it a little easier for you fellas. This idea of your mitzvah, I want to say, is only got to be mitzvah's essence. But not Gavrilotza says. Like Gavrilotza says, the Chazaka says it's okay, go for it. This frumkeit, I'm saying you have to have, should be the mitzvah, is the mitzvah's essence. And Lotza says it's a good story. Why? Because the Mashiach Chochmah. And the Parashat Bo'ah tells us a very important yisod. If a person did an avera be'onus, rachmana l'tzlan, if a fly flies in your mouth right now, right, you'll be potter. Because onus won a pashre, right? If a person does an avera be'onus, it shouldn't happen. But if it's a pure onus from a pashre, you're potter by avera be'onus. Let's say a person's filling was pulsa. He had a great hechsher, and then it turned out it was absurd. He won't be punished for Bittur Mitzvah's essay, because he relied on Chazakah. You're not going to be punished for Beres, he had a Chazakah. But you're not going to get your old Mahabha from Mitzvah's Tfilah. You're an onus on the Bittur Mitzvah's essay, but the Maisim weren't Mekayim. You're not going to have the Mitzvah. So when I say you should be Farfumt, to get the job done in Mitzvah's essays, that's got to be Mitzvah's essays. Because you rely on the chazaka, the tefillin is okay, the essay is okay, and it's not okay, you're not going to get stuck in the mitzvah, you're going to do the mitzvah. And those essays, you have chazaka, it's okay. So you don't have to worry about more. Even if it's not okay, chazaka, you have chazaka, you reject it, it's not shepness, and you have chalmis, chazaka, you have to be punished, because you rely on the chazaka. Now, chalas is different, but chalas is the time to delay. So even if you have chazaka, it's still not good. But a lot of them in general, about it, make sure everything is kosher, has a hechsher, and has chazaka, and has a robe. Then you did it's okay. Chuck this example. But when it's as I say, you got the point? He's I was able to answer a kasha I had with Lee Guzman, I think, 35 years. A 35-year-old kasha, more than most of you people here. I mean, not everyone. And then Elizabeth Akashi. We make a brocha at Dalmin in the morning, right? And we have a chesed kashis, a brocha, it's fine. And some people later in the day, they go to their Rosh Hashiva, to the Rebbe, who has a whole array of lulavim and esrogim. You know, they go there to shake theirs. Why do they go there? Well, if you're yotzi, you're Dalmin mitzvah ready. You can't do hira mitzvah to shake someone else's. As a basic lady, once you become your mitzvah, you can't do it again and do it with hira because you're already into the mitzvah. Together. So why do I go to this Rav Yisrael's selection of a certain shake after I took mine? It's only the side that maybe Chas V'Shalom mine is possible. It's possible that I want to shake by him. And by him, the chance of his being possible is much, much less. He's got to tell the slogan, right? Okay. And it's all makes sense. If you ever see people going to the Rosh Hashivas later in the day, well, people do that. Here's my problem. I'm just telling you, Tia and Yaakov don't tell us the kasha. Here's the piece of information. In Hilchot Tzitzis, Sirin Chesed, it says before you put on your tzitzis in the morning, tomorrow morning, before you make the bracha, check your tzitzis are not torn. Allah can check it out. It's torn, you make the bracha all torn. The Taz, why is the Shulchan Aruch says you have to check the tzitzis because maybe you'll come to a brachah atoleh? If the tzitzis are also, you're going to have a mitzvah sesi, where four corns are not tzitzis. And the Chabad says, please, check your tzitzis in the morning before you make the bracha. Because we don't want to make brachah atoleh. Taz says, say you should check your tzitzis in the morning because we don't want you to wear tzitzis and not wear but don't count in the mitzvah sesi. Says, that, you have the kasha? Why are you checking the tzitzis achshash b'chutola? Check the tzitzis achshash b'tim zezese. And for the Taz, the biggest so important lesson to remember, brocha b'tole is more chomer than a bit mitzvah. And we have a chazoka. Mistame, when you brought your tzitzis, you saw it's okay. You have a chazoka, it's okay. Well, the brocha b'tole, don't rely on probabilities. Even though probably it's okay, but Achum Rabbah is very chomer. It says this daza, the whole world shook on because Rabbah gave the fourth commandment of Osisa. So we should Achum Rabbah with all the checkered senses. Okay? You got the information? The Taz is telling us Rabbah Atole is worse than being Mabatha Mrs. Esa. Now I want you to ask a Kasha and the Rebbe Shammai said, but I said that I go to the Rebbe in the afternoon and shake his Dalamin. I make a Rabbah my Dalamin in the morning. Chazakash, it's okay. I want to the Rebbe later on to shake his. Why? I'm afraid my sponsor.
Wait a second.
I mean, I don't have to be afraid. I'm being frum. If I'm being frum, then maybe my sponsor, well, I should make a bracha on the Rosh Hashivas. Remember, the chances of his being sponsor is much less than mine. He's got 10 astrogin. And the bracha batal is more chomer than Ben Mrs. Essay. So if I want to have the nerves that may, I'm worried that maybe mine is not good, I should make a bracha on his. I'll make a bracha on mine. I'm just showing the person not always saying use ice count. It's not consistent, this concept of his. He doesn't have to be machmir. Probably his is kosher. But if he wants to be frum, so you want to be frum in the mitzvah, so it's certainly to be frum in the bracha. Bracha, the Torah is worse than the mitzvah's essay. So I should go and make my bracha on the Rosh Hashivas, because his is more like the kosher. The chances are better with his than a mine. So I should certainly worry about my bracha, but I don't. I rely on that on my chesed kashas regarding my bracha, but I don't rely on that on my chesed kashas regarding my mitzvah's essay. But the Tanakh says, if mitzvah's essay, bracha tala is worse. So I should make a bracha in the Rosh Hashiva said. You understand the kasha? Only is 40%. You got me? 50? Yeshlema, we're coming to an end of the Torah part. With this Hanafim, the Hidden Mitzvahs and Mitzvahs essays, none of those essays will have an answer. This ties to talking about Mikra Din. Mikra Din, I check my tzitzis for a bracha, and I don't go about Pitha Mitzvahs essays, and they have a chazaka. Mikra Din. But the reason when it comes to Dalamini, I make a bracha on mine, and rely on my Dalamini and Gabba the bracha. I don't rely on my Dalamini and Gabba the Mitzvahs essay, because the Gabba the bracha, I have a chesis kash as my Dalamini. See, if Chas V'Shalom, the apostle, will be punished my bracha Latola, I make a bracha on my Dalamini and have a chesis kash, right? If Chas V'Shalom, the apostle, will be punished bracha Latola, what's the answer? Together? No. Because I'm on the front of the patri. If a chesis kashrus is a kosher, so I can make a bracha. And chas v'shalom l'posa, I'm not going to punish my bracha. I'm going to punish my patre. Punish my patre is not going to get punished on the bracha v'tola. Am I going to get olam haba for doing the mitzvah d'alamin? No, it's posa. That's why I go to Rosh Hashiva later for my olam haba. I don't have to go to Rosh Hashiva, but my narrative says I might have not been yotzei my mitzvah. So I want to get my olam haba. I want to make sure I get the mitzvah done. I won't be punished for the bittul mitzvah essay because it's chazaka. But I want to make sure I get my olam haba. I want to make sure I get the mitzvah done. So I run to the Rosh Hashiva. My brocha, I rely on the brocha because I have a chazaka. The message here is, as I said before, we should have a little more yirshah mind when it comes to the mitzvahs. Don't, yitzhah, I may call it, don't think, okay, it looks okay. Take a little extra effort, preparation, his bonus to make sure you cover all angles of the mitzvahs, kedas, and gedim. And that can be tracked in mitzvahs high. I know, ve'yiven, he says, ve'yoven, he was misbonen. Before you do a mitzvah, be misbonen that you cover all the angles. You're for sure getting the mitzvah done. The mitzvah speed was mekayim that meeting of your shemayim, and tikkun the mitzvahs. To the fullest sense of the word. He didn't rely on progress, okay. He's medactic, mahadir, to be to open sheets. And now I want to share with you some thoughts about Nelson Sweet and Rokha. It's from the first year of St. Chavez. Swarm say, in a Hespid, there's two things to talk about. You should praise the Nifter, the Shach, the cover of the Nifter. In the same token, you should realize the loss that we have with this parting, and we should try to mechazik ourselves and fill up the holes the best that we can. The Nelson Tzvi, the Rav Rocha, I think you could describe him with three words. Oz, v'hoder, v'busha. Oz means he had ambition, drive, motivation. The Hotter, Rambak, says that he discloses all the beauty of a person, a natural type, Amos Bidis, Minasotis. He excelled in the meat of always ambition. And without ambition, he couldn't make it, but with ambition, look at the Chiyo. I told you, you guys look better than he was when he did this, so it was saying. But with ambition and drive, at the top, the top. He was a tremendous thinker, a big thinker. He thought big. Once he told me after Rosh Hashanah davening, he said to me, you know what I was thinking about during davening? He said to me, I was looking out the window, and across the street, a number of years ago, there was a plot of land. There was a little one-story factory called the Chayes. He said to me, I'm going to build a big basement between there and there. I thought, where's he falling from? The Kahab of today is a six-story basic shire manifest, two Bokhma Drushim, two floors of dormitory, the Chadu Ochel, and there's probably at least 1,000 Tamid in Bokhma Drushim. He did it virtually the same amount of it. He thought big, because when you think big, you make it big. When you think low, you end up low. Don't underestimate your potential. I might illustrate that. The Pasuk says in the Bittin of Mishkan, when Klai Yisrael finished making all the donation of the Mishkan, the Pasuk agrees, "Vamalacha, he said, 'Dayom v'hoyser.' the contributions was enough and more than enough. Well, I went to school in Chicago in elementary school. I would say that's not proper language, English. They contribute enough and more than enough. Well, make your mind. They contribute enough and say enough. If they get more than enough, say more than enough. What does a person mean, Frek the Aruch Chaim, that the donations were enough and more than enough? So Aruch Chaim says a beautiful pshat, important lesson in life. They definitely gave more than was needed. They gave more gold and silver and copper than was needed. So what's Kodesh Baruch Hu going to do? Whose copper, gold, and silver he's not going to use? How would you feel, you know, you work your head off to save in your piggy bank $100 to give some, buy some gold for the mikdash, and they don't use it? You feel bad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nest nigless, says the Aruch Chaim. The Aruch Chaim worked, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked it out, but whatever was donated, though, was more gold than necessary, it was all used. He had a cubicle of this amount that fit, that the pound of gold fit in, 10 pounds fit in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle not to beledig, not to give any yid a bad feeling, not to insult anyone. To avoid insulting the year, Kodesh Baruch Hu made this nigla. And that's what the person means by Malacha. He said, "Dying Behosa, there was more than enough, but Derech Nes, it turned out it was just enough." That itself is a story of its own. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes a nes, not to hurt someone else, so how careful we have to be, better on the Chavero, better person's feelings, to help him out, to give him a smile that can save a boy's life. The right word, the right thought, the right gesture. Just a little helping hand. There's a story about a bocher. He doesn't say from Shiva not by intention. He says he works Shabbos. A true story. Years ago. About the Yeshiva. After Abdullah, they were all walking around to say goodbye. This boy was going to say goodbye. In his mind, that was goodbye for good. His collar was like this. The Rosh Yeshiva stopped him. He fixed his collar. Straightened his jacket. Fixed his tie. The boy stayed. Just a little attention, that's all we need. We know how true it is. The right attention to save a broker's life. And it's so important, because the broker made a nest needed not to hurt people's feelings, to give a person a good feeling. That's a lesson of its own. I don't have to say more than that. That's our time. But let me perhaps say another show with the answer, Pshat, Dying Mahoyser. And this is what the Muslims see reflected. How could we deserve to build a Beis Hamikdash? I'm talking to Shechina Bar, Shechina Shrui Bar. We're blessed with God. We could bring the Shechina. How can we do it? How are we? Because your brother says, I have the secret. And listen to this. People have the tendency to underestimate the koiches and nefesh, to underestimate the potential. People simply think they could just do this much. But the embassy is because your brother knows you can do way beyond what you think you could do. It's so true in life. Nothing to be shown there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Clarissa, what's called you've done enough for my cause? When you've done, quote unquote, Vahosa, more than you think you can handle. Because Hashem says, I know you could handle it. When you put more effort than you think you can handle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, then you've done enough for me. So when is it called die? When has Hashem said you've done enough in your contributions? When you've done more than you think you could do. What would you call this? Well, Hosea, because your brother says, but die. And that means to say, you got to go for the kill. You got to shoot big, work hard. Never underestimate your koiches, because you could do so much more. Because I'll say, Chai ben Olimar, Moshe Yia Maisai, Maisai Obus, Abosai, Abus Yaakov. We have a chayim to say, I'm going to get Mishal Obus. Because I'll say, you can do it. I'll say, you can do it, you can do it. Put a sign out on his Yaakov. And you could reach much more than you think you could reach. And the many glory swell, Mama started from scratch. But they did sell themselves short. They worked and they worked and they worked until they reached the. That's what Nelson said. He put Kirkus down there for more than what all mentioned he had. He well hosted it way beyond. And they said, anyone could do it. It takes a lot of hard work. The right of bane, a smother, and davening. But isn't it worth it? Wouldn't you like to be a kodolit zohar? You know what nachas your parents would get? Your hometown would get? What Gordon would get? The kodolit zohar from a niga zohar? And he started from Chicago, Illinois. Wrigley Field, Tomiski, what's it called? Tomiski,
I'm telling you.
But you have to work hard. And that needs to be a masmi and to chazer to view the movie. The main key to success is chazer and to view. And they used to laugh with Chaim Kanievsky. But this is true. When he was younger, he just read more. I'm sure a lot of you guys have a better head than he does. That's what they say. But he worked, and he chazered again. And you know what he did after that? He chazered again. He became a Chaim Kanievsky. Again, it takes. So you don't have to shoot with Chaim Kanievsky. But if you work hard, you cannot imagine what you can go into. Please believe me. Because I'll say, if in the Oru L'Tzibur, in the littlest way, it's the Ezech Mishnah, it's the Brizim L'Shavah for the Nifter. I'm trying to help. We're trying to help. Please, take me seriously. I'm not just about trying to perform. It's Yemis L'Mito. Your Kaychas are way beyond you think you can handle it. Just put yourself to it and you'll achieve tremendous satisfaction and growth. I'm not going to stop. His midas Torah. So we're talking about his ambition, his drive, the hodah, his beautiful midas. His avos haTorah, avos habris. How did he get such avos haTorah? What do you mean, it's avos haTorah? He would ask some of you guys, Zogavor, say a kasha. That's a kid from Yeshiva Tanan, your key defense. He defends, he would tell you, that which you live in. It's a very often mission. You ask your cash and you project there. It's such a love of Torah. Where do you get that love of Torah? You're talking, I think, is perhaps the following. When he first came to Israel, when he was 14 years old, he lived in the for 8 months, and went back and finished the high school academy, Skokie, not what it is, or you should know what it is, but it is. And then, my own one too, also in school, a lot of girls are told. I'm questioning about it. So, when he first came, he slept by Rabbi Lazio, my great uncle, the Lazio Fingers of Ungo. They were retired. And he used to go to sleep early, Rabbi Lazio, 10 o'clock, and he used to wake up 2, 3 in the morning, and he went straight till he got in. The best time to learn. Every hour is the morning, no distractions, no noise. Yeah. It's only to stay up in the day also. You sleep the whole day, don't try it. But if you really ask about your learning, you see, that's like 3 hours. One early morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, Moses Tree was sleeping, he was in the adjoining room, and Rosie didn't realize he was up, and Moses Tree spotted Rosie walking. First, he heard Rosie say, Birchus HaTorah. And the way Rosie was like, Harina! It shook him for life. Make the Torah sweet to me, Lazio. He's pushing 90. Make the Torah sweet to me. And then he saw him schlep his slippers to the storm shachna. It's true story. And he saw Kempel's shots. You know the story? The Kempel's shots. And he really kissed every bottle. He stretched out his hands. This is mine, man. This is mine. That was the opposite Torah that the Lazio was exposed to. Person is a product, is an environment. If you have the right influence, you come out right. Has a show not. Since I was the was explosive. I'll tell you another quick story I was talking about Zero. But Moses Sisman wrote my Bar Mitzvah to Rashi. He's my brother. He was 6 years older than me. And I came to Chicago, Illinois. And he was on the show for a couple of years. And I wrote my Pshato. Okay, let's hand to some Pshato. We were here in Yerushalayim. We came from the Bar Mitzvah in Yerushalayim. It was at a fancy restaurant in town, Goldschmidt's restaurant. And all the goalies, many goalies in Yerushalayim were there. Chatz Kassani was there, and Shepherd if you heard of him, and Chodesh. But Chaim Shulevitz didn't make the head table. For Bar Levin, I remember he took my hand, I remember to this day, he took my two hands and said, Malsa. But this is the story. Came time for my immediate set of Shatzim. And the Lazio walked in, sitting right next to me, and I got up to say my pshatel. Baruch Hashem, after a few minutes, the oilim started to sing. In America, they don't do that, right? Here they have the chesed, they sing down the bar mitzvah boys, they shouldn't say parents, so I was very nervous. Okay, so I sat down. I thought I sat down. The Lazio, with nobody knowing about it, he was mid-80s, put his pitchfork fingers in the bottom of my chair. Fingers upward. You ever sit on a pitchfork? So what do you do, Papa? Pumped up. He insisted to hear the Divrei Torah. This is true. That's after, earlier in the day, I said the pshat to him in his house. He heard the Divrei Torah already.
I hear it again.
So I got up. The Tzibur told him I had to show off my Hidiyas HaTorah. So they had to hear me out again. Baruch Hashem, from where it went, and they started to sing again. I said, Baruch Hashem. Sit down. Pop up again. It happened 3-4 times. They keep popping up. And then in the end, I didn't finish, and it wasn't what left the counts. He was angry. He left the Torah meant so much to him. And it's an exposure to the Blessed Seal, from the time of exposure to me. To be exposed out of the Torah, you begin to become aware of the Torah. Exposure, environment is so, so, so important. Who made it so important? Who's it so important? The Chevy hanging around with it so important, especially Ben Azmani, it makes do or die the difference. That exposure that Moses Sri and I was the deity from tremendous Avazor. He's a tremendous Avazor. He used to give Gashem awards of 20,000 shekel. He promised the Barker, you finish Baba Basra and the winter's man, 20,000 shekel. He didn't have the money, but it was so dear to him that a Barker should finish in the second. He raised the money for that. In fact, he made it work. When he was in his early 30s, even before that, he used to raise money to pay your Goliath, who need money, to learn with Shlach HaBorachim, who need assistance. You see the double mitzvah? He did chesed, he helped him out with panose, paid money, and helped the Bokra, stag and learning. The Bokra didn't realize he wasn't getting paid. Built up his confidence. And your Goliath got panose, the Bokra stag. Isn't that beautiful chesed? That's what he did. He did it time after time, raising money, and now the army still have things like money and shoes. Avos HaTorah. Tremendous Avos HaTorah. I might see a boy from a Bifter once said, who should you respect as your Rebbe? You found the right place. Because I'll tell us what you should look for, though. In Domo L'cho Kamach L'chim Tzvokos, Yivakesh Torah Piyu. A person that strikes you like a Malach, he should be your Rebbe. What's a Malach? He said, I don't know what a Malach is. I don't know what a Malach is. But one thing you do know, a Malach has one job. One job. If you find someone that's totally dedicated to Talmidim, him you make as your Rebbe. A Masin Svi as a Malach. His whole life was Talmidim, Talmidim, Talmidim. There were 6,000 Talmidim. He knew virtually almost every one of them. And the ones he didn't know, he said, he loved them. He knew most of them, and he loved all of them. Tremendous Abba. Daisha Tatmidim. Rav Steinman, I went to Chicago for Shloshim, and I was super to go or not, so I asked Rav Steinman 4 times. I asked his son to ask Rav Steinman if I should go in the middle of his man, about the guitar, whatever. He said, I should go, I should go, I should go. And Rav Steinman, his son said, I told him, I said, you're proud because they had a hesped by the Shiva, by the Shloshim, for being maybe 300 people. So Rav Steinman said, if I ask my father again, he's going to think you don't want to go. So I better not ask him. I said, no, I don't mind going, but I just want to know, that's why should I really go? There's a Cheshire Mutual Torah, there's not that many people. He asked his father, he went back, he says, go. Hashem said, we're going to go. And Rav Steinman was not there. So I asked, Rav Steinman asked his father, tell me something I tell to the people in Chicago about Rav Moshe Tzvi that he was impressed with. So Rav Steinman said 2 things. One thing, he said that as sick as he was, when he got up to say a shir and shmuz, he didn't know it was his illness. So he said, Rav Steinman. And the second thing, which is why I'm telling this story, that most Rosh Shivas, or many Ma'analim, they learn about the Moshe because it's their Moshe. It's their institution. But Rav Tzvi worried about his Moshe because they were his children. He felt that every Talmud was a thing, Yochi, and he had a true honor to each and every one of his Talmudim. Tremendous Avos HaTorah. Funny, and I brought a paper here to read from, but it's not very long, but it's coming out naturally. I was sure with a short story, but something comes to a conclusion. We had a grandfather, Rav Shmuel Finkel, the Rabbi. He used to give shmuz in Chevron Yeshiva. And I heard the story. I can't vouch it's true, but I heard it a few times. When he was in Vermont, he was over at Choshvishtela in Europe. It was Vanosa, Kovod, Vasasara. He turned down the job offer.
Why?
Because he sensed if he would take that position, there'd be a little resentment amongst a few members of the community. Because of our concern, maybe there'll be machlokas, he turned down the job. The story came to Rabbi Yochel of Abbas, the famous Mechamir. It's good. Rabbi Yochel said, because of the koch of that vitur, because of the vatur, on a good position, parnasim, koven of the works, because maybe in achlokis, I'm sure there's going to be doiling come out of it. That's what Nasan Svi. One story. Another story, which is Nasan Svi, the Blazudos once asked, Vesov Yomov, so I was told, Gamar Rach Yomov, why were you Zoch Narichas Yomov? So he said, I had to see that my brother's grandson, I hope he said grandchildren, he might say grandson, should come back to Eretz Yisrael. But can't happen. It's just not true. There's a tremendous Nipsocha of the Simon. There's a tremendous daigir for the family, amongst the family. So, in conclusion, let's try to be mechazik on a few points, because the point, as I said before, of Hetzel is mechazik, it's a tremendous neshama for the lifter. And the point of it all is really to try to fill up the hole as much as you can. It's a tremendous vacuum, of course. But you're 40, 50 fellas, right? And it was just one person. As I said, he did it, and 40, 50, you do it too. So each and every one of you really tried, starting now, point one, the Maharim Mitzvahs, don't rely on probabilities. Make sure it's always happening, it's kosher, kadas, and begin. Never underestimate your courage. Don't think I can't do it, you can't do it, because you could do it. For some it's harder, for some it's easier, but it makes no difference. What Chaim Pinasi writes, all the difference between a Valkirishan and a Valkirishan is a half hour. Maybe an hour. Maybe a little more. That's what he writes. It's only how much time you put in. You don't have to be a Valkirishan. Just a little more time. Put that extra effort, and when you feel like closing the morning, you say, I just can't do it, keep it open for 5 more minutes, because you could. Surprised, you make a new method. It's 5 minutes or 5 hours. So put those extra koiches in. And you should reserve this Yadr Shmaya. You should oil the doula and be nachas to your parents. And you should call them Mashiach's and Kenneth's and Mason's and Mason's and Mason's.
Amen.